This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Malaganas, Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Ned, right now, I'll tell you what. There is a group of human beings that are always prepared. The men and women who are firefighters in the ACT. Working so hard, always ready to go with the first little bit of that call coming through. Boom, they're in the trucks, they're off.
Yep, that's it. They can't muck about.
Yesterday, there was a fire on City Hill, that one of the trees caught fire.
Yeah.
And look, I'll be honest, our news department, there's just not a lot of news about this. It's like a tree's caught fire.
Yeah.
I'm sure maybe there'll be more things, but they got out there in the fire trucks, they put it out. Only one of the trees caught fire.
That's probably why it's not news. It's because one tree caught on fire, they took care of it, and now it's done.
Yeah, but I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Like, trees don't just combust on their own. Was it struck by lightning? Anyway, that's not what we're going to get into, because this, a lot of people saw this in the CBD. A lot of people took photos and put it on Facebook. I absolutely think that the heroes in Australia don't get much more deserving of that title than firefighters.
They
do so much great work. So I'm not trying to take anything away from them. But what I would say is maybe this fire, which is just one tree, obviously is probably on the lower scale of things. Because I've looked at the picture. It's on fire. It's on City Hill. The trees are so far apart from each other. Obviously no other trees caught fire, so they did a great job. But like, this is kind of... I think there's potential for people to get involved here.
With putting out fires?
I think if we were ever going to make some childhood dreams come true, with the assistance of some professional firefighters, I think this is the kind of fire that the community could get involved with helping to put out.
If we just band together.
I think if everybody had come along, and you know, the firefighters were there and they were basically like, do you want to go at the hose?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this isn't as dangerous as it could be.
This is a training drill.
Yeah, let's all get around. And anybody who's ever dreamed of being a firefighter, get out of your system.
Well, you kind of look like Fireman Sam. So,
well, thank you, mate. That's a massive compliment for me. I mean, he's made out of, like, wood, isn't he? I don't know.
Plasticine.
I mean, he's CGI now, which is an abomination, but we won't go into that.
You look like old Fireman Sam.
I look like old Fireman Sam, the proper Fireman Sam. But the thing I have here is, could you imagine a more joyous sight than a bunch of government workers all coming out with their lanyards and their dress shirts and their nice business attire and just getting on the hose for 5 minutes?
Oh, it'd be a beautiful sight to see.
It'd be wonderful. I don't know, because I don't understand anything about putting out fires, but to my untrained eyes, we had the potential to do that yesterday. And so maybe, I know how there are different classes of fires. If we get something like this, or maybe a cat up a tree, you just put an extra call out, a little text to people in the area. Just
anyone want to help out?
Anyone want to come on down, live out that childhood dream? Come on down.
So what, they've got a jingle as well now.
Yeah. So the fireys still get their alarm.
Yeah.
And then we get this. Sam is the hero next door. And we just all get to live it out for a little bit.
We're all the hero who lives next door.
Yesterday was probably super dangerous. I don't know.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
It is time for us to play the TikTok game. Now, look, producer Maddie has lined up a player.
Yep.
Obviously, she's answered the medical questionnaire, I would imagine,
to be able to.
The prize for this game is so mind-meldingly full on that we need to make sure, basically the same level of medical clearance you'd need to ride a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You need to be able to play this game just in case you win. The TikTok game, Ned.
Yep.
You've picked out a biscuit.
I have picked out a biscuit from a run-of-the-mill TikTok biscuit packet. It's the first one that was on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to show the camera in the studio right now to show people, potentially, if this goes off.
If this goes off,
there was no tomfoolery.
There are three separate high-definition cameras recording this right now.
Ready? Showing the camera now.
Okay, there we go.
If you call up on 131060 and tell us the hour and the minute on the clock biscuit that I'm holding right now, you will win this mind-blowing prize.
Hannah from Narrabunda, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
No, not too bad.
I'm very nervous, to be honest, Hannah.
Before we go any further, Hannah, at this weekend's ActuAGL Royal Canberra Show, would you be medically cleared to ride one of the rides?
Oh, look, absolutely. I'll be there.
Okay, good.
All right, then. Well, then you've passed the bar. You've cleared it. You are now the player in this week's TikTok game, obviously.
Fantastic.
Hannah, you stressed? You're happy, you're excited. What are you feeling?
I'm actually really nervous.
Me too. I honestly, for some reason, Josh and I have both had the intuition in the studio this morning that we think this might go off. But that completely rests on your shoulders now, Hannah. And all that's left all right, to do is to ask you, what is the time?
Oh, my God.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to try and split the clock and go 12:30.
12:30.
12:30. You're locking that in, Hannah?
Yeah, I'm locking it in.
12:30. Hannah, I can reveal to you right now...
Oh, my God!
...that the time on the TikTok biscuit that is currently in my, quite honest, sweaty hand because I'm that nervous... The time is...
God, you could cut this tension with a knife. It's palpable. These TikTok biscuits are so stale, you couldn't cut them with a knife anymore, though.
Oh, yeah, no, they're cement at this point.
Packet was opened a month ago.
Hannah, you said 12:30.
Oh, God.
And Hannah, the time is 20 past 8. And now
Hannah. Hannah.
It is tradition to eat the TikTok biscuit, but I...
This is becoming more of a chore than a reward at this point. Oh, God, that sounded like it ripped your teeth out of your head. You right?
Not really.
Hannah, that's got to be pretty disappointing for you, surely.
I'm pretty devastated.
Yeah,
about
I would imagine.
Hannah, look, would you play again, though? What a thrill.
Look, I think you should actually send the TikTok biscuit to the loser, probably.
Oh, well, that's you certainly don't get a prize if you lose.
And also, I've just eaten it, so.
Once this prize that we do have is revealed, you'll see why we don't have a budget left for, like, you know, runner-up prizes.
The runner-up prizes are literally the biscuit I'm holding, but once again, I've eaten it. No,
Hannah,
that's my prize.
Thank you very much for taking part in the TikTok game this morning, and, well, congratulations on no risk of cardiac arrest because you didn't win, so congratulations.
No,
yeah, I mean, that's your consolation prize. You're not in mortal danger anymore. Be back next week.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
But right now, Josh, we are asking, what is the weirdest thing that your kids or a kid you know has demanded to eat? There is a list on Twitter of parents going, my kid asks for banana and mayonnaise sandwiches, sugar and sun-dried onion sandwiches.
Oh, God.
Pretty much anything you put in a sandwich, it's just probably not on. But that's the thing. We want to know on 131060, what's the weirdest thing you've heard a kid demand to eat?
Carissa from Yass, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good. How are you?
No, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's the weirdest thing your little brother used to eat?
Pfeffernuss, the Christmas snack wrapped in ham.
So hang on. What was the first one?
Pfeffernuss is like a ginger biscuit thing white icing.
Yeah, I know what that is. It's like a little Christmas biscuit. Yeah, I know. They're like it's like gingerbread.
I mean, this is not good for the pig population of Australia, but I've always been an advocate of potentially combining pork with desserts, so I don't know whether that's going
like
to be
good
or bad.
Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound interesting. I don't know. I'd be willing to give that a try, I think.
Ham and biscuits.
I wasn't.
You weren't. Okay. All right.
Fair enough, honestly, Carissa. I don't know why we're making you feel weird for not wanting
that. Yeah, that's 100% correct. So I just am a big fan of pigs, to be honest. And that, I don't know, it tickles my fancy. I don't know. Austin's on the line from Fishwick now. Austin, how are you?
G'day, boys.
Yeah, no, look.
How you doing, mate?
Now, look, obviously, this isn't you. This is your partner as a younger person. So what did they used to enjoy?
Well, she was about 16 or 18 when we did this. We're both 22 now.
Yeah.
And she told me about a story of when she tried two-minute noodles with strawberry milk.
Oh, God, that's a crime. That's like, actually a crime.
Like
that's
cold two-minute noodles or hot two-minute noodles?
I would imagine cold because I think it was one of those pre-made strawberry milks and you don't really want to heat that up. I don't even know what flavored noodles they would be.
That's made me...
I might have to ask you later if it was chicken noodles or strawberry milk, but I know it was just the two-minute noodles with milk.
Would she put the...
That makes me physically sick.
Would she put the flavouring in? Do you know if that would happen? Would that go into the milk as well, or...?
I'm not too sure. I never really dived into it because I wasn't game to sort of ask.
Because I'm... Once again, the dessert part of my brain's been activated. If she didn't flavour the noodles, it'd be technically like strawberry noodles. But if she put the chicken flavouring in...
So you're still...
That should be illegal.
So you're justifying crunchy milk.
No, because if you, you can't boil
what
the milk.
What do you mean?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
I'm sure your partner is fine, but that is foul,
that
mate.
That is just not on.
That's not on at
all. Katie's on the line right now. Wrap this up for us, because I don't know how many more of these I can hear,
that
Katie.
That may be sick.
What is your daughter like?
She's about 3 or 4 and asked at a cafe for a warm prawn milkshake.
Prawn milkshake?
Yes, a warm one.
Can you please explain that to us now? Because from what I think it is, what is it?
I've got no idea.
So you've never made it before? She just decided
never
she wanted
made it. Okay. She just decided she wanted to order one at the cafe.
And what did they bring out?
Sorry?
What did they bring out?
They didn't.
Oh, thank God.
A restraining order, I reckon.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
What we are planning to do is we are planning to line 5 cars up on a driving range down at Gold Creek, and all you have to do is hit a golf ball into your car.
Mm-hmm.
Not into anyone else's, just into yours.
You can hit it into someone else's, but you won't win a car.
I think it's hilarious if you straight up drive a ball into someone else's car. That, to me, is hilarious. But the aim of the game is to get it in, and if you do, we will give you the brand new Kia Picanto.
That's right. And the guy who is going to be giving us the Kia Picanto, his name's Duncan from National Capital Kia in Belconnen. Yep. Josephson Street's where you're going to find them.
Yep.
But Duncan right now, you'll find him on the phone to us. Good morning, Duncan.
G'day, Ned and Josh. How are you, boys?
Mate, very well, thank you, mate.
Very happy to be talking to you. And I guess because we've never had a chance to do this, thank you so much for putting up the 2019 Kia Picanto for us to actually give away to somebody crazy enough to part with their car. We appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Pleasure to put one up for grabs. And more so probably at the excitement of watching people shooting golf balls at their own car was the motivation for us to get on board. But I can't wait to watch that happen. And the Kia, no better car to put up for grabs as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, are you much of a golfer yourself? Do you ever get out and have a bit of a swing?
Look, I like to think of myself as one. I probably dress like a golfer, but I played a bit of cricket when I was younger, so I can hit the ball okay, but I just don't get out as much as I'd like to, but I play probably once a month.
What's your daily drive at the moment, by the way?
Mate, I'm in a Kia Stinger, funny enough.
There you go.
The big brother to the Picanto. Without pumping my tyres, I reckon I'd give it a good shot. I'm not terrible with a golf club in my hands, but if I had to put my Stinger on the line, I'd be very, very determined to get it in the windscreen.
You'd want to do it quickly, less damage to the car. You'd want to get it done as quick as you could.
Softly, I think, as well.
I don't want
any driver at these cars. It really did proper damage.
Yeah, just putting them in from 60 yards away.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like people are underestimating how off-putting it's going to be to drive golf balls into your old car. You just got to, all it is that's the hole. That's where the ball's got to go. You can't think anything. You can't give it a personality.
The problem is when people start to think of their cars as like Bumblebee and have like little connections to their cars.
Like
you've got to put that stuff to bed. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do this.
Let it go. Yeah. Look, we see it every day. You know, we sell a few cars and people trade in their beloved car they've had for 10, 15, 20 years. And it's an emotional experience. But I can guarantee you one thing. Whoever wins the Picanto, the minute they jump in the new car and drive it out the door, they will have no problem saying goodbye to their golf ball damaged.
they'll just flip at the bird as they drive off. They'll be like, no, you ain't you anymore.
Now, Dunk, do you have any sporting horror stories, any golfing horror stories? You've been out on the green and something bad's happened?
Look, unfortunately, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me anything about my golfing history. Look, I've probably got a sad one that's a bit weird where, for any animal advocates out there, please don't judge me. I was emotional when this happened. But you can hit it. When you hit a driver, you can duck hook one, right, which is a horrible termination for a bad shot, right?
Mm.
And one day I was at my golf club and stood on the tee and I thought, I'm going to hit this miles, which is the worst thing you could do. And I've duck hooked this golf ball and it hooked down below a little drain, and next thing I heard was some feathers.
Oh, no. So,
you've duck-hooked a duck.
Oh, no.
I duck-hooked a duck.
Okay. Oh, mate.
Right, then, well,
sad, but it was quite embarrassing, but I'm one with the duck.
Well, this is the thing. At Gold Creek Country Club, I saw a few ducks walking around, so we're going to keep them away from the driving range when we do this, and that's particularly if Duncan comes to visit.
Unfortunately, the way I swing, they're not very safe anywhere.
Okay. We'll just get them out of the sky as well. We'll just keep them away from everyone.
Ducks beware.
Duncan, thank you so much for having a chat to us, mate, and thank you again to you and the entire team down there at National Capital Care. We appreciate it, mate.
Any Anytime, guys. Take care.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
You are waking up this morning in the city of champions.
Maybe you've felt like it's only Tuesday and I feel like I've achieved so much. I feel like I've got a little pep in my step. There is a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, 100% there's a reason for it. And that is the UC Capitals absolutely winning against Adelaide in Game 3 over the weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, there's going to be a ticket tape parade for them at UC a little bit later on this afternoon. 3:30 p.m. Yep. is when it all kicks off. You'll be able to go and thank the girls, give them a big round of applause, all that sort of stuff. And look, to be best, I think what we do now, obviously because we've been calling ourselves the City of Champions for the longest time, is chat to one of the UC Capitals on the phone right now, ask them all about the victory. That's right. We are the City of Champions this morning, Canberra. And with that in mind, good morning, Mariana Tolo!
Morning, guys!
How's it going?
Oh, very good, very good.
Look, are you feeling okay, a little dusty? How's everything been going after Silly Sunday? I know it's Tuesday, so everything should be...
Oh, a little bit dusty, a bit of accumulation of a couple of days of letting loose a bit, but yeah, still feeling really good and on the high from Saturday, that's for sure.
How long are you allowed to chill out for until it's got to straight back into training and stuff?
Well, I guess we have our parade today at UC and then our Caps Awards dinner tonight. So definitely at least until then, yeah. Then we'll see what happens after.
It would be kind of harsh of them to be like, no, 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 today's going to be very responsible.
Drop and give me 20 midway through the awards dinner. That's not very nice. You know what I've got to say first and foremost, because we haven't said this to you in person. Congratulations first and foremost. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Everyone is so excited. And I've got to say, look, I don't know... I know we spoke to you guys, we spoke to a couple of the Caps as well about like wanting to get this done game two. Is it a pretty special feeling though, getting it done here, like actually having that win in Canberra?
Yeah, definitely. And after the game in game two, when all the controversial stuff happened, I pulled the guys into a huddle and I was like, you know what, as crappy and sucky as this all feels, we get the chance to win this at home now, and that's a really amazing thing. So get excited, because I am.
How insane was, because obviously the Capitals haven't been in a grand final for so many years, how is that feeling the second the buzzer goes on the final quarter?
Yeah, awesome. And I mean, like, even during the last few minutes of the game, it probably wasn't until a minute 16 to go where I was kind of like, okay, I think we have this in the bag now. They kind of took the foot off the pedal a bit and I was like, wow, I started getting goosebumps and butterflies and everything. And yeah, and then when the buzzer went off, it's just, yeah, pure elation and jumping around and craziness.
This is probably not a question that it matters because you guys are the champions and great. Let's all sing a song and dance as we have been doing for the last couple of days. But is that feeling, you're a professional athlete, so is that feeling mirrored when you do lose, though, in that last minute and a half when you realise it's probably over? Do you sort of take the foot off the pedal and give up, or do you find yourself pushing right till the very end, no matter how hopeless it seems?
Oh, for me, I don't know. I always like to push on and not kind of give up until the end, but I guess when... when the other team's ahead by that much, I mean, you kind of lose a little bit of hope. So
it was a rough question. It was, while you're enjoying your victory, get in the head of the people you beat, and how devastated would they have been? It was a tough question, I understand. Now, this is very exciting today. The ticket tape parade is happening. Are you guys, what are you planning for that? Popping some champagne Formula One style?
Yeah.
Or have you got some guidelines you have to adhere to?
Yeah, look, it's kind of a mystery to us. I think UC has organised a bit of it, so it'll be exciting to see what they've got in store. Not quite sure yet. We'll be driving around the UC campus and that sort of thing and making a lot of noise, I think.
That's fantastic. Well,
we're so excited.
We're going to be down there. It's happening from 3:30 today. It's going to be all the festivities, all of the congratulations for you. And I don't know if you've been hearing me say it. You probably haven't because you've dead set been asleep when we've been doing the show, but I have been referring to Canberra as the City of Champions, and that's all thanks to you guys. So thank you so much for giving us all that title.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. We did it for you all.
Yeah, there you go. There. Take the glory.
I'm like, this is a very risky thing, Josh, because you've been saying this all day yesterday and with no one's permission.
No, we're the City of Champions. Okay. Yeah. Tolo, thanks for joining us. We'll see you this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Yeah.
Ned and Josh's Make Up Melodies.
Okay, so what we do here on the show is we craft music that hopefully fixes fights that you are having with your partner, and we call it the makeup melody. So the idea here this morning is Jess gave us a call yesterday on the show. She accidentally got the wrong flavour of ice cream for movie night with her boyfriend Tyler the other night, and we have now... Because, I don't know why we've done it, but we've done it. Yep. We have written a song to hopefully get Tyler to forgive Jess for that egregious sin.
That's right. Yesterday, when we were meant to be doing work, we dedicated not one, but more than 1 hour to writing a parody song to potentially get Tyler to forgive his girlfriend.
Well, we've got Tyler and Jess both waiting on the line, but right now we'll say morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Jess, how are things travelling? Obviously, the ice cream, it's obviously a bit of a touchy subject still, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. He's still a bit salty, so I'm hoping you guys can help me out.
Well, it's safe to say Tyler's having a sook, so that's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it's been a couple of days now since the wrong ice cream was purchased.
Yeah.
But no, this is exactly what this is for. We've crafted a song, and I think we're going to be able to... Is Tyler ready for us to, you know, have him on the line so we can play it to him?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right, here we go. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, no, good, not too thank bad. You, thank you. Jess is also on the line. Jess, say hello to Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Okay.
It sounds
tension city over what was an incorrect ice cream purchase.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, are you at least receptive right now to us playing you the makeup melody we've crafted for you and you seeing if that that helps smooth things over?
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
Okay. All right.
Here we go, Tyler. Here is your makeup melody, and Jess, preemptively, you're welcome because this is going to fix absolutely everything. So here we go.
Some things you just shouldn't do. Jess was sent to get a scoop. She wants to make it up to you. We heard you had a sook over the wrong ice cream. Jess is sorry, Tyler. We think you're carrying on a bit much. Cookies and cream are a must. Strawberry is yuck. Jess is sorry, Tyler. Yes, she's sorry, Tyler.
There we go. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is today's makeup melody.
So you're playing a round of applause for us?
That's 100% what I'm doing, my friend. Tyler, how did that hit your ears, mate?
Yeah, it was all right, I guess.
Okay.
Wow, hey.
Tyler, thank you very much for your response. You're very hard to please, man, because you still, at the end of the day, had ice cream.
Yeah, he's just got the wrong flavour.
What we're saying here, Tyler, is it's a silly thing to be holding on to. So will you please, now in front of Canberra, forgive Jess?
Yes, everyone's all good.
Okay, great news.
It also sounds like
Yay.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yes, success.
Was this honestly, Jess, and you can be honest with us right now, was this not that big of a deal and you just wanted us to write a song for you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right then. That's a misuse of the makeup melodies, quite frankly. But I'm very happy everyone's okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Right now we are taking calls on 131060 about what your parents still do for you after I am currently furious with my father because he's meant to be organising my windshield to get replaced as per his insurance policy.
Yeah.
But then I started to think to myself, why is he still doing that for me?
It's bizarre.
Yeah, I'd pretty much do everything else myself except for this. The stuff with the car, dad steps in and goes, no, I've got this, mate.
Exactly right.
Strange, I want to take control of myself, but I'd love to feel this shame be lifted by hearing what other people's parents still do for them. We've got Sarah on the line from Fadden. Sarah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
No, not too bad, thank you, Sarah. Do your parents still do some stuff for you?
They do. They pay for my pet insurance for my cat.
What does pet insurance entail, Sarah? What do you get with that?
So pretty much every time he decides that he's sick, because we're going overseas or we're going on holidays or something, we take him to the vet. The vet says, no, he's fine. He's faking it.
He's carrying on.
And then my mum lodges the claim through insurance. And she pockets the money that we have to outlay for him.
Brilliant.
Fair enough.
Quite honestly. Yeah, good.
Quick question to you, Sarah, because I feel like Ned's glossed over this in a cataclysmic way. Your cat fakes being sick?
Yes.
How does he or she manage to do that? How do you know that did they vomit? What happens?
He vomits everywhere, and we know. We've had him for a few years, and we know when he's playing up. We have another cat, and we have a dog, and... They don't pay for their insurance. They just pay for the
mischievous little deceitful cat.
Yeah, the one that carries on. No, the reason I didn't bring it up is because I've heard of this all the time.
Really?
Like cats getting mad at their owners and doing stuff out of spite. Like my friends, my friend moved her cat's bed outside, and so he was going to have to sleep on the balcony.
Mm.
And so then anytime he was allowed inside, he'd make sure he pooed inside, just like and in a room where you couldn't find it. And it only happened after they moved his bed outside.
Cats are just delightfully evil. It's fantastic. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Michelle's on the line from Lyne. And Michelle, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What does your dad still do for you?
He mows my lawn.
Oh, yeah,
That's nice. And honestly, Michelle, I don't want to stereotype your dad or whatever, but a lot of dads like mowing the lawn.
There's
a lot
of
satisfaction coming out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, my parents are awesome. And my mum, she'll get like difficult stains out of my clothes for me.
There you go.
That's also once again, it's a sense of completion when you're like, yeah, look at this lawn was a mess before and now it looks beautiful. That's the same as like, oh, there's a stain in that shirt. Hmm. Now it looks great.
It's just the generation before mine where the sense of completion was enough to drive you to do things.
Whereas now, I just throw out a shirt and get stained. I'm like, well, that's gone now.
Really do need money. We've got Cass on the line from Belconnen. Cass, what are your parents still doing for you?
It's actually my boyfriend's mom.
Yes. Sorry. It is.
So, I come from a super big family, so we're all really independent.
Mm-hmm.
But his mom still washes, folds, hangs, puts away his clothes. And while she does so, she says that it will be my job very soon.
Okay. Then do you set her a little bit straight there, Cass, and go, no, it's not.
No, I have to have a stern chat with my partner about it.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
You go like, mate, I get you're enjoying this free ride. I would too if it was available to me, but I'm not going to take on this responsibility.
Yeah, just good luck to him.
Cass, how old is your partner?
24.
Yeah. Okay. That's getting towards the age of stern chat about this stopping soon. Hey,
do you guys have a washing machine in your apartment or house?
Yes.
Does he know how to use it?
He does.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So this is
job done. Job done. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, Cass. Do not take this on as a responsibility ever.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.